Well, good morning once again. Tonight I would like to share God's word on God is good all the time. So to start, I would like you to turn to the book of Nahum. Nahum or Nahum?
Nahum.
Nahum. And Nahum chapter 1. Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. It says, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him." And that word good is in the widest sense. And here's a couple of ways that the Strong's people said about good. Beautiful, best, better, bountiful, cheerful, at ease, pleasant, joyful, prosperity, and well. So that's a God. Our God is a good God, and that's what he wants for his people. He even said it in manifestations. He always wants the best for us. He wants us to live an abundant life because he's a good God and he gives good to his people. Turn to Exodus chapter 34. That's an easy one. Exodus is after Genesis, right? Mm-hmm. Exodus 34. And verse 6. It says here, And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in what?
Goodness
and truth. He's abundant and abundant means exceedingly full, great, increase, many, mighty, multiply. That's what God's abundance is, and he's good. He's abundant in that. He's abundant in goodness and to his people. Turn to Psalm. Now it gets easy after this. Psalm chapter 86, the 86th Psalm. Psalm 86, and in verse 5 it says, "For thou, Lord, art what?
Good.
And ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee." So our God is good with all those great, wonderful, beautiful words, better, bountiful, he's good. And he's plenteous in mercy unto them that call upon thee. Ready to forgive. He doesn't hold anything against us. And that word forgive has the meaning of easily calmed, gentle, and forgiving. What a great mind picture. A God that's gentle and easily calmed. We get easily calmed when we think about how good God is. And he's ready to forgive, which is a great thing. Psalm 34. Psalm 34. And in verse 8. It says, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." So that word taste is great because that means perceive. God wants us to perceive his word. It's like they kind of gave the example of like when you're staring at something and then you kind of see the details of it. Like I thought about, remember those pictures you used to buy, and it's one picture, but then you stare at it, and then something else pops out at you. Like, I forget what they call them. But that's how God wants us to go to his word, to go into his word and see the details of it and see the beautifulness of it. So he wants us to taste and see that he is good, and that in him is nothing bad, and he gives nothing bad to us. But he gives us all good all the time. Go to Psalm 23. Psalm 23. We're going to read this whole psalm because it's very wonderful. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." And think about that on a day like today when it's hot. It's going to be hot. You know, it is summer, but still, when it's hot, it's not the best. But picture us with God beside the still waters, where everything is just green and beautiful. That's how he takes care of his people. "He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." What a great comfort that is for us to know that in the midst of all evil, he's there for us, and he comforts us. You know, in the midst of all this stuff going on now, God is bigger than any of this, and he's good to us, his kids. And he wants the best for us. "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." So his goodness and his mercy will follow us as we look to him, as we keep him in our thinking, in our daily lives. We worship him, and you know, he just takes care of us. He loves us. And we get to, where is it? Dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What greater place can be than being dwelling in the house of the Lord forever? Turn to Psalm 84. Psalm 84. That word dwell, too, means to settle in. Like, just settle in there and make it your own. Make it your house. Psalm 84. Psalm 84, verse 11. "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory, and no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." So God, in the shade, he's our sun, and in the sun, he's our shade. He's a shield for us, and he doesn't withhold any good thing from us as people. Psalm 145. Psalm 145, verse 9. Verse 9. "The Lord is good to all." Did he leave anybody out? No. He's good to all. "And his tender mercies are over all his works." So we have God's tender mercies available to us all the time. He's a loving, wonderful, good God. Psalm 143 says, 143 verse 10, says, "Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness." And that land of uprightness means an even, straight plane, like a place that is just easy to be. And that's how it is with God. Any place with him is easy to be. It's not like a rocky terrain, but it's just a gentle, easy, wonderful place to be. If you go to James chapter 1, James is way in the back, right? Mm-hmm. James chapter 1, verse 17, Yep, Hebrews, James. This is good. James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And that word variableness is fickleness. So God is not fickle. He gives us these gifts and he doesn't withhold them from us, because he's a good God and he wants us to have it. He wants us to have these wonderful things. It also says it's not transmutation. So God doesn't mutate into some horrible thing after saying that he's going to take care of us. He just takes care of us and he stays the same all the time. And that's why it's great that we can trust in him, because we never have to, you know, be concerned that he's going to change or take away any of the things that he's given us. Pretty cool. Turn to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew 7, verse 11. It says, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Makes sense, right? You know, we wouldn't give our kids evil things, and neither will God. And all we have to do is ask him and go to his word and pray and have a great relationship with him. And then in Romans chapter 8, Romans 8, this is one of my all-time favorite verses, verse 28. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. All things work together for good that to them that love him, because God is good. He's all good, and he wants it good for his people. And all we have to do is keep going to him. And Psalm 107, and this is actually the last verse. Psalm 107, Psalm 107, verse 1. Where is it? I'll give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. So basically what I wanted to share was that God is good all the time. He loves his people. He loves us. He wants to take care of our every need. And we just got to keep going to him. So that's it. Short and sweet.